on the mic is a queen. Now listen to me sing.
What's up, number three? Super size of your race.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the Teacher's Lounge and happy Thanksgiving. I know it's Monday, but Thanksgiving's still this
Thanksgiving
week.
Thanksgiving week.
I know.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And as kind of like a Friendsgiving treat, we have a few more faces. I know those who are just listening can't see them right now, but we have Josh Monroe and Rebecca Poe. And so we love them so much, and we hope you guys love them too. So we're going to give them a second to introduce themselves and tell you a little bit about them.
Let's
so we'll start with Josh.
Hi, I'm Josh Monroe. I teach fifth grade in Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha.
Do you think I have an accent?
Yes.
So I've got a lot of family that lives in Kentucky, and whenever I go and visit, they talk about how weird my accent is.
You got a serious accent.
See, I don't hear it as
coffee.
Much.
Coffee?
I hear her accent. I don't
Can
hear yours
as
much.
Can you say flag and beg?
Lies.
Flag and beg?
Yeah.
That is more southern.
And say flag and beg again.
Flag and beg.
Yeah.
Why is that a flag and bag?
I think it's because I went on a mission trip with somebody from North Dakota one time, and they said flag and beg. I thought he was going to say it like that, but he didn't.
Oh.
I thought he was going to say it like that, but he didn't. He said it regular. All right.
Yeah, so I teach fifth grade. I've been teaching for 10 years now.
Holy moly.
I am blessed enough to have a dog in the classroom with me. Her name is Nala.
That's cool.
She's pretty awesome.
So what does Nala do in your classroom?
So Nala is there to provide emotional support to students.
That's cool. That is so cool.
And it is pretty cool.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
We have a lot of people that come and visit my classroom, and their first question is Nala your dog? I'm like, yeah, she's my dog. Oh, so she's here for you? I'm like, no, she's here for the kids. She's my dog, but she is there for the kids. And one of my favorite memories is Nala. It involves Nala. I had a student who came in. She was crying, visibly upset, hid under the desk. Aww. And I walked up and said, hey, you doing okay? Do you need to talk? She asked me to leave her alone. I said, okay, that's fine. I walked away. Nala walked over to her. And she sat there and hugged Nala. And, oh, it was awesome. It was so cool.
Oh, my God, I start crying.
My eyes are leaking.
It was one of the coolest memories. And I think it was in that moment that I was like, everybody needs a dog in the class.
Yes.
Like, so how did you go about getting that approved? That is amazing.
Yeah, so actually our school psychologist had a therapy dog. And I talked to her a lot about it. She kind of got me started. At first, my principal was like, no, because I teach fifth grade. I'm not a specialist. I don't have all these kids. Mm-hmm. So kind of made the deal with my principal at the time that I will use my plan period once or twice a week. I'll go to other classrooms. Kids can come into my room.
That's so nice.
And so that's kind of how we were able.
Yeah, I love him.
Did we not just say last week how amazing Mr. Monroe is? And he is like, you know, his whole thing is love, kindness, positivity. He is the Mr. Rogers of this generation.
He really is.
For those of you who like aren't super familiar with Mr. Monroe's content, first of all, you should be. What is wrong with you? But also his content is so wholesome about how to approach kids, you know, who may be coming in late. Why are you coming in late? What's going on with you? How can I help you? How can I service you as your teacher? And it's so inspiring to watch him. And I tell Josh, and I used to tell him all the time, that I hope to goodness that when if I have kids, that I hope, first of all, I want him to move to teach my kids, but I know he's not going to. So
priorities.
I just hope that they get a teacher.
Maybe we can all move
your own
to
kids.
Omaha.
We'll leave your own kids.
Omaha.
Let's go. Packing up the show, guys.
Leave your kids to help teach my kids.
Oh, my gosh.
I appreciate that. I do try to put out the message that we have to remember that we are teaching children.
Yes.
And that's our first priority. Standards are very important, but realizing that we're teaching kids. That's
tell admin in the district, because they forget sometimes. Because they ain't seen the broad side of a classroom.
I don't think the state even knows that we teach kids.
No. They ain't seen the broad side of a classroom.
They know
Moses
that we have data, and they like to show off whatever data as long as it looks good, and they like to fund their schools. But
I don't understand why they keep
like
looking
to fund
at data.
You guys are getting funded?
They still don't have a budget. They still don't have a budget. I don't know if it's like that in every state, but they still don't have a budget for this year.
You had one
The year
job.
Started.
It's just. But Mr. Monroe, you have what, 1.1 million followers on TikTok?
Yep.
Amazing. And then you have an Instagram as well, right?
Yep. Same handle, Mr. Monroe and
Nala. Awesome. So make sure you go follow him.
Same followers. I was like, you got a million followers on Instagram? Dang.
Like, he's been hiding it.
I don't know how Instagram works. That is Mrs. Cole.
Guess who does know how Instagram works?
She must teach us the ways.
Teach us your ways.
I feel like the grandma who's got the old Instagram account, all you youngins with your TikTok.
Hey, Instagram is like stability. Instagram is a giant.
No, I actually really enjoy Instagram.
How many followers do you have on Instagram?
Almost 101,000.
Oh my gosh.
What's your handle?
So I am Lessons in Lattes on Instagram and TikTok. I do have approximately 4.5 followers on TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
Miss Wooly has 4.5 million. I've got 4.5.
She lied. She got 18.56K.
Oh my gosh.
18K.
18.7 now. Come on, hanging
so
out
y'all
with
go
you
everybody.
Guys.
Go follow everybody.
So that's been fun.
Go follow Lessons and Lattes on TikTok. Shameless plug. If you don't, your macaroni and cheese gonna be dry for Christmas.
And nobody wants that.
And for those that don't know, her name is Rebecca Pope.
Rebecca with a K.
Rebecca's
are
just awesome. We just
know.
Don't boost
yourself up like that now.
I can't. You should. We all can't be named Rebecca.
Okay. We can't all be named Rebecca.
Yeah. So how long have you been on Instagram?
I started my Instagram in 2018, right after I finished my master's teaching.
Come on,
I was following a whole bunch of teachers on Instagram. That was when TeacherGram was like this huge thing, and I was getting so much inspiration from other teachers. And I was following so many teachers from my personal account, I wasn't seeing any of my friends' posts anymore. I was like, well, I'll just make this, you know, I'll just make a separate one, I'll just follow people from over that, and it just won't be anything. I won't tell anybody about it. It's a secret.
It's a secret.
That didn't last very long.
What kind of content do you post?
I post a lot of just like classroom tips and tricks and working with children in special education, kids with IEPs, specific learning disabilities, different things like that.
That's
what my background is in. Right. I have my master's in collaborative education for K-6. I've taught every grade except fifth grade.
Awesome.
So that's you two. That's Lauren and Josh. Y'all can keep the fifth graders. I've taught everybody else.
Y'all can just keep the little kids.
You keep the little ones.
I can't do the little kids.
No. But yeah, so I've been teaching now. I was a para for several years while I was going back for my master's
degree.
Shout
out to paras, because we need jobs.
Shout out to paras.
If you're a teacher out there that treat teacher assistants or paras like trash, you're macaroni and cheese.
Listen, I have a para for the first time this year, or ever, and I'm like, I don't know what I would do without you. I'm so lucky to have you. Like, I tell her every day, I'm like, you know how often they are, like, invisible to some people?
I know.
Like,
they're like,
you hold up my room, Miss Tina. Right. Like,
it's like, there's the office workers, the custodians, and the parents are literally the backbone of the school.
And don't forget the cafeteria workers.
And the cafeteria.
Because Miss Peggy will hook you up. With the extra, when they serve the good piece, I'll be like, Miss Peggy, let me get that little piece right there with the square. Let me get the crust on that. Peggy hooked me up, man.
I love that. Oh, that's so what is your favorite or most memorable story from teaching?
So I asked if the story was going to be. Okay, so I'm gonna tell it. It's one of my favorites, and it's actually from this year. Like, not even very long ago, just a few weeks. One of my students, he'd had a rough day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd been working through some stuff in seventh period. He comes up to me and he's real serious. He goes, Miss Poe, can I expose myself to you?
Oh, no.
I'm like, buddy, what exactly
please explain.
Are you asking me to do?
What is happening here?
And he goes, I did something earlier that I think I might get in trouble for, but I really want to be honest with you. And I'm like, we're working
through
it.
This is a much better path.
I was like,
okay, well, come here for a minute, because we need to discuss what you just said so that you don't ever say that to anyone ever again.
Right. You can tell you the correct way.
I kind of get him over to the side. I'm like, okay, typically, when someone talks about exposing themselves, they're talking about revealing their private areas. And he's going, No!
Don't say exposing.
So he goes back into the classroom, because it's a co-teaching class that I have, so it's in English. And he busts back up into the room. He announces, I don't want to expose myself to anyone!
Oh, no! That actually made me think
Good job, buddy.
I actually made me think of a story that I just had from a couple years ago from a really awesome kid. And this was like purely accidental. And you made me think of it is I had a kid come up to me in American history class. Thank you. I always sit too far away from the microphone.
I'm like, you scoot back, friend. Like,
I had a kid come up to me and goes, "Miss Rogers, I just took my enema test." And I look at him and I'm just, like in the middle of class and I'm just like, uh-huh. Like, okay. And I just look at him and he goes, "You know, number two." And I was like, okay, thank
went from
you.
Bad
like,
to, I don't from, know. To worse.
He looks so distraught and he goes, "I thought you would be like really excited." And I'm like, do you want me to be excited? I'm really confused. And he goes, "I mean, I got an 8, you know, like your husband." And it took me a second and I go,
"What is happening?
You mean Enneagram?"
Oh.
That's not even kind of the same.
Because I'm a 2. And that's what he was talking about.
I took my enema test.
So unfortunate. It was so unfortunate all around. And he goes, "Isn't that what I said?" I said, "No." No, he goes,
"No, friend."
So what did is you, an enema?
Yeah, I was about like, to ask, did you explain to him what an enema was?
Ask your mama.
He ended up Googling it, and the whole rest of the class was dying. Like, the rest of the class knew. And we still, like, until I left that school a couple months ago, in the hallway, we'd still, like, he's like, "Miss Rogers, I still have not had an enema." And I'm like, "Thank you so much
thank
for
you for letting me know.
I want to know."
So glad to hear it. Like, thank you.
Oh, my God.
So your TikTok, I know you say your TikTok isn't, you know, super big and you're trying to grow it. Lessons and lattes on TikTok, people. And Instagram.
And don't forget the underscores.
Underscores. Lessons, underscore, and underscore lattes. No underscore. So
I came up with that name in approximately 45 seconds while I was like.
It makes me want to have a conversation and coffee.
I like alliteration. My bachelor's degree is in English, so I enjoy that.
I enjoy some vibes. Good alliteration.
Right. So you actually had a video that did go viral on TikTok.
I did.
And it was, I didn't know that you could print onto sticky notes. So you have a Teacher Pay Teacher store.
Right? I do.
So she has a Teacher Pay Teacher store, shameless plug. And she has like a template to put the sticky notes on. And she shows you in the video how to like put them on there and then put it into the printer so that it prints onto the sticky notes.
Yeah. And the template is actually free.
Okay,
it's just it's a free download in Teachers Pay Teachers.
Now,
I do have some that I designed, like they have designs on there to be printed, but if it's just the blank template and you want to add whatever it is that you want to put on your sticky note, the template just to print is free.
So I'm just saying, we ain't gonna let you downplay yourself.
I wish I was as creative as some
That's
people.
Creative.
Well, like, for really awesome honestly, for special education, we're not given a lot of curriculum. Yeah. It's just kind of like.
Yeah.
Like, we have some scripted programs that we follow, but things that I needed to support my students academically, I either had to find it myself or make it myself. And I was making tons and tons of things. And then it's like, well, maybe somebody else might need this for theirs. So I started the store.
You know, I feel like so many people don't understand the effort and the work that goes into special education.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that I don't even think you guys know this. While Avery was while my husband was studying for the bar exam,
thank you, because these people don't know who Avery is.
Eventually, they're gonna listen enough. They just know. They're just gonna know.
But I would be like, Avery, is that your imaginary friend? Who is Avery? No.
So while Avery was studying for the bar, he actually signed up as a substitute teacher. Because
you tell me that.
Yeah, like he subbed for like half for a year while he was studying for the bar exam. His mother passed away right before the first bar, so he had to wait a year to take the second because they only have it twice a year.
Right.
So Avery subbed for that year to be just doing something, making money, and a lot of the jobs that he would pick up were sped jobs. Mm-hmm. And at first it was just because it was what was available.
Right, right.
And then I'll never forget in this touched my heart so much is there was this one school and he kept signing up for the sub job because there was a girl who before they were like, yeah, we keep trying to teach her math, but like it's kind of a lost cause. And he sat down with her.
I hate when people say that.
Like, worked with her one-on-one and like she was remembering what he was teaching her and he just kept trying to go back. And I just remember when they stopped, like when because the teacher that he was subbing for was on maternity leave, and when her maternity leave ended, he was just devastated that he couldn't go back.
She was too, that she had to come back.
Yes. But, you know, even I, as a teacher, like, obviously we all appreciate SPED and special education teachers, but I really just didn't understand the kind of work that went into those classes before Avery came home and would tell me about the things that he did and what the other teachers do. And so, like, you are phenomenal for being the superstar.
I don't feel phenomenal. I feel like I'm doing what I need to do for the students.
That's so good.
Everybody's always like, "Oh, you guys have so much patience." I'm the least patient person you've probably ever met. But when it comes to my kids and my students and giving them what they need, it's like Mr. Monroe's got the patience for days. Like, I wish I had that much patience.
I actually want to test that theory. drop the mic to him. So, you know, be honest, because the Lord is watching.
Don't lie to the Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
The truth will set you free. Have you ever had a parent get ignorant with you? Like, have you ever had...
I've had parents get upset with me.
Look at him.
Really?
Pop that mic up.
Okay, we need examples.
What'd you do? Did you get mad back? Did you say four-letter words?
No.
Look at you.
I asked them to stop talking to me like that, though.
Ooh.
So,
and I was probably 4 or 5 years into my career, so...
I love him, man.
I didn't understand the importance at that time of building relationships, not just with students, but also with parents,
and
how that can bridge some misunderstandings that are easy to happen if you don't have that.
Yeah.
So it was a good learning point for me. Like, it's good reflection for me to look back on that moment and realize how it helped change me.
Right. Because you're such a kind person. I'm like,
yes.
Who's being mean to Mr. Monroe?
Right. And it sounds so simple. It sounds so simple. Oh, I asked them to stop talking to me that way. But the number of, most teachers aren't able to convey that. Like, whether they either aren't confident enough to do so or whether they won't have admin that will back them up. Like, I know I had an insane parent my first year teaching. I could write a book on this one parent. Unreasonable.
Yeah.
And I eventually was like, I'm sorry, I don't feel comfortable emailing you. Like, if you're going to be saying these things to me, I would rather go through an administrator. And my principal was straight up like, you can't do that.
Bruh.
That's really awesome.
Wait, hold up. That just hit my brain. Your administrator said, sorry, your parent can't email through me?
Yeah.
That's their job.
If they don't email through you and they have to see about me, I'm going to end up in an orange jumpsuit.
I'm telling you, I've had the worst luck with admin.
These are only options.
Who should they try?
Jesus. Not me, because I fight. And that's on who? That's on room 305.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Oh, that blows my mind. Like I said in the last episode, my admin is awesome. Like, they're very supportive.
That's really good.
I have had, I've had admin that was not at all, and I've had admin that is amazing. And you can easily see the difference in the climate of the school when you have admin that has your back and will support you and not just give in to whatever parents want, and admin that will just, you know, let parents do whatever they want and treat their teachers like absolute garbage.
I have another question for Mr. Monroe, because I really want to be your best friend. You better answer this question. Hey, best friend. You better answer this question slowly, because I'll pull up at your house.
Do you have
a teacher bestie at your school?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Okay, so this is going to take a moment.
Ooh, you got multiple?
I've got two.
Oh, is it the dog?
I got three.
Nala just hopped on a plane.
Poor Nala. Nala's paw just pressed book flight.
Okay, so I teach at the school that I went to.
That's special.
I now teach with my fourth grade teacher.
He's
the one that inspired me to become a teacher.
Okay, when is your movie coming out?
Man, for real.
When is your movie coming out?
That is cool.
I want to watch your Netflix documentary.
I know. Everybody needs to know you.
So it's really awesome. And it was weird at first. Like, now we've worked together 10 years. Now we're friends.
Yeah,
but it was really weird because at first and shout out to Mr. Henry.
Shout out, Mr. Henry.
Yes.
See you, best friend.
He has been a godsend for me, and and how I approach kids in the classroom now, because I think back to how he treated me.
Yeah.
And I really don't remember anything he taught me. And that's not saying he's a bad teacher.
Right.
But I remember him playing with me out at recess. I remember him sitting with me at lunch. I remember that he was there.
That is so sweet.
And that's
sweet.
That's what I was saying earlier. That's what kids care about.
Yeah. People ask me all the time, like, okay, I this one thing I'm really proud of. I'm like the self-proclaimed CEO of class parties. And like, I love it. I take great pride in like when my kids earn a class reward, like I go big. And like,
I saw your Halloween stuff. It looks so
good. That was really cute. Yeah.
Thank you. And it's fun for them, but it's fun for me too. Mm-hmm. And like, people always ask me, they're like, why do you do that? Like, why do you put in all that effort? I'm like, because tell me one assignment you remember from school.
Don't.
No. Right. Okay.
But tell me one fun thing that happened at school you remember. Okay. And, like, you can. So, like, those are the memories I want to build in with those kids. Right. Then, you know, like, I might have a fun project, but, like, those are the things they're really going to remember.
Right.
Are Absolutely. These teachers asking you that? Why do you do this?
Like, a collection of different people. It'd be teachers asking me or parents or, like, my friend. Like, some of my friends, they're like, why do you do this?
That's
like,
really interesting to me. That both parents and teachers are dumbfounded as to why you would put in so much effort for their kids to have fun. What? Yeah. That's so weird.
So you're Mr. Henry and Nala, and you say you got a third best.
Okay, so the third one is Mrs. Loberg. And she,
what's her last name?
Loberg.
Okay, then.
She's kind of been my mentor since I started. That's and sweet. She helped me with a lot of things. One thing that I do all the time now is I write notes to kids. I got that from her. There's a big push everywhere with technology and getting it in kids' hands. And one thing she told me is don't forget the power of handwritten notes. Yep. And so every reading response we do, it's in a notebook so that we can write back and forth to each other. And you've got that handwritten piece.
My daughter's only three, but can I send her to your house? She'll arrest
you. Right, we're all sending our children.
Can I send her to your house?
Yeah. I'm just gonna resign because I could never be as good as Mr. Monroe.
I will
like, say you went teacher of the year, like teacher of the year for the entire United States.
So it's important to understand too that Mr. Henry and Mrs. Loberg blow me out of the water. They are so much better. I just share things on social media, but there are thousands of teachers that don't share it.
Right. And yeah. Doing amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
See, there was one time that that Josh posted a video about something really cool that his old teacher, Miss Rogers, did.
You had to.
And I had a bunch of kids that were like, "Was he talking about you?" And first of all, I was like, you think I'm old enough to have taught Mr. Monroe? I'm so upsetting.
Excuse me, I'm going to go order my tombstone.
But on the other hand, I'm like, yeah, I'm that awesome.
So Mrs. Rogers got remarried and she's Mrs. Loberg.
Oh!
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not Simba, you know mo.
I need to clean it. I need a tissue.
So
Rogers teachers are
I'm
the best
blessed
teachers.
To work with some amazing teachers.
That's phenomenal.
That's awesome. That is really
It's
sweet.
Always good. Don't you feel like your teacher bestie helps you when you're finna quit?
Yes.
Like you're like, I SOS and just come to your classroom right now because I'm finna walk out.
My teacher She's bestie like, printed my resignation form.
She's like, oh, I'll open the door for you.
He goes, nah, girl, this is some BS. Here you go.
I wrote it for you.
See, I'm new at my district. Like, okay, new meaning like I've only been there. This is my third year there. But like my district's very, very small. And like a lot of them have been there forever. And like that's the only place they ever taught. A lot of them live in that town. And like I don't. So I feel like the outsider a lot of the times. And I don't really have a teacher bestie in my school. So like, there are a few teachers that I get along with very well, and like those are the people I might go to. But like, it's also okay if you don't have a teacher bestie.
That's true. Yeah, right. That's true. Yeah,
right. Like I don't, and sometimes I'm like, I want
a teacher bestie.
So when you teach for it's Josh. It's Josh. So when you teach for early childhood, you have to have two teachers in the room.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So for when I was in Indiana, my teacher bestie was my co-teacher. Mm-hmm. She was genuinely one of the most amazing people I've ever met in my life. And then my mom was my classroom social worker and she passed away. Oh, and so she, Miss Christy Simcheck out there, was more than a co-teacher. She was at the funeral both days. She was like, I would be just in the classroom and I would just start sobbing. She's like, oh, you need to go to the office and I'll take care of it. I mean, she was just the most amazing woman I've ever met. And mm-hmm. so she by far was my teacher bestie. And then when I moved here, I like lost my teacher bestie and I was like, I can't start over. And I was really fortunate with the private school I was at that all my colleagues were my besties. They were amazing.
Should have gotten some tissues for this.
And
episode.
Josh.
For real, this episode, I've like been about to cry so many times on this episode.
Josh didn't warn us that he was going to make us cry.
I kind of put my phone in my mouth yesterday. I said, and I still stand by this for the most part, but I speak just for myself. I'm not the best pre-K teacher. I just have followers. So I was saying that, like, just because we have followers doesn't mean that we're the best of the best. Yeah, but true. I might be lying because Josh sounds like
the best teacher. Quit shaking your head over there.
You don't have the mic, so you can't say no because they won't be able to hear you. But generally, I'm like, oh my gosh, like,
that's amazing,
right? It's teacher of the year. Of the United States. Sorry, France.
Does anyone know how to do that?
I failed that class. I don't know how to.
You failed.
I don't know how to submit that.
You failed Peace
I'm
Prize.
I'm trying to figure out. Nobel Prize is 101.
Okay. I'm gonna ask a question that's gonna make me look real stupid, but I failed geography. What state is Philadelphia in? Don't you live in?
Girl, what?
I'm gonna give you three guesses.
Nah, fam, I asked you because that means I don't know.
Listen, whisper it. Which one do you think it's in?
I don't know all the states, so I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna give you three options. Okay. Delaware, New York, or Pennsylvania.
Bro, I ain't got a clue.
Okay, you should have made it more spread out.
Okay, it's Pennsylvania.
Okay, how am I supposed to know that?
Because Philadelphia was like
now
the
everybody
birthplace.
Knows I'm stupid.
No, no, they don't. They're just glad you don't teach social studies.
I teach language arts. I can speak good sometimes when I don't use slang.
So I think we're coming towards the end of the episode. So
we are. We can end on that because I need to go crawl under the table.
I'll get you a map.
We'll end on the note that we are. Because it's Thanksgiving.
Thank you. We are such a good friend.
None of you other people patted me on the back for being stupid.
We are so thankful for you guys. We are so thankful for each other and the platforms we've been able to gain and the laughs we've been able to give you guys. And we'll see you guys next week. Yeah. I hope you have an awesome holiday with your families.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Bye, best friends.